The last train always sounded different at night. During the day, it was just noise, steel and wind and motion. But at night, when the platforms were empty and the city felt like it was holding its breath, the train sounded lonely. Daniel stood near the edge of the platform and watched the headlights appear in the distance, growing slowly, like a memory coming back to him whether he wanted it to or not. He had missed this train before, more times than he could count. Sometimes on purpose, sometimes not. Tonight he wasn't sure which one it was. A woman stood further down the platform, talking quietly on her phone, her voice echoing off the tall walls. Somewhere behind him, a vending machine hummed like it had been there forever and would still be there a long time after everyone else was gone. The train pulled in with a long metallic sigh, doors opening one by one. Inside, the lights were warm and soft, and for a moment, stepping inside felt like stepping into another life. He took a seat by the window. The doors closed. The train began to move. And as the platform slid away into the dark, he realized that sometimes leaving and moving forward felt exactly the same. The last train home always sounded different at night. During the day, it was just noise, steel and wood and motion. But at night, the platforms were empty and the city felt like it was holding its breath. The train sounded lonely. Daniel stood near the edge of the platform and watched the headlights appear in the distance, growing slowly, like a memory coming back to him, whether he wanted it to or not. He had missed this train before, more times than he could count. Sometimes on purpose, sometimes not. Tonight he was not sure which one it was. A woman stood further down the platform, talking quietly on their phone, her voice echoing off the tall walls. Somewhere behind him, a vending machine hummed like it had been there forever and would still be there a long time after everyone else was gone. The train pulled in with a long metallic sigh, doors opening one by one. Inside, the lights were warm and soft, and for a moment, stepping inside felt like stepping into another life. He took a seat by the window. The doors closed. The train began to move, and as the platform slid away into the dark, he realized that sometimes leaving and moving forward felt exactly the same.